Yeah, no, I was just saying that when I first came over here, I noticed that nobody had rickets. Well, in Glasgow, every second person that came into you had the wee bandy legs and had rickets, which is just, it was quite stark when I first came. I really noticed it, that there was none here, absolutely none. And it was because in Glasgow, with the tenements and the kind of high-rise buildings and the narrow streets and the lack of sunshine, that they were all developing it there. But obviously that wasn't an issue in Cork.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine, and the sunshine's more here.
Yeah. So were there any other things that you did see in
Cork? Polio, that kind of thing. A lot of people had had TB, but then the TB was a bit comparable.
Okay.
That was an epidemic. My own dad had it as well. And my uncle in Dublin had it, and you know, there was lots of people had TB. But yeah, and then I was just saying about the vaccinations, and that people don't remember an awful lot of these terrible diseases like polio and the effects that can have long term, whole life.
What kind of things?
Deformity. Well, muscle wastage, smaller limbs, you know, just leg length difference. You know, these big, huge platform shoes that they need to make up the difference in the leg length. You know, and just, they really are debilitating. And, you know, so important to get your vaccinations when you're a child. Especially the TB one, which Cork didn't do routinely. You had to request it, which I did for my own kids. Because my dad had TB and I do not want them getting it.
Do you remember anything about him having TB?
No, he was small. He was a child, but he talks about it a lot because he missed a year of school because of it. But he didn't go into an asylum, which is what they used to call them. He didn't. He was nursed at home. But then I'm surprised that his siblings didn't get it, but they didn't. Yeah. So.
Do you have patients that had polio here?
Yeah. Not that many now, but yeah. There's still a few there. Handful, probably. The whole. Which isn't a huge percentage, but it's too many.
Yeah. And what kind of treatments do you have to give them?
Well, they need shoe adaptations. Quite often they have to wear splints as well. There's huge muscle wastage. I mean, it's like if you compare two legs, one of them's tiny and the other one's quite well developed. So there's no power in that. They usually walk with a limp. They have to have their shoes built up. It is very debilitating. And, you know, unnecessary. These things should all be eradicated. Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you think that could be changed, the anti-vax perception?
Oh, God, I don't know. Because even some of my colleagues would have different views on vaccinations than I would, but I just think that showing pictures of things that can happen as a result of not getting your child vaccinated, you know, if this is the choice, a small chance that you might have a side effect, a very small minority of the people who are vaccinated, versus an epidemic of kids developing polio, for example. It's no contest. No mother would want their child to have polio. It's horrendous. You know, or TB or any of these things.
And what are some of the other views that your colleagues might have?
It's kind of anti-vax. Focus on all the sort of side effects, but not really focusing too much on the. Well, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for them, but like. I can't imagine, I just don't understand it, because anybody, I would think, looking at the facts, would come to the conclusion that it's safer to get them inoculated than not, but they have their reasons, I suppose, and that's free choice. Although they're talking about making it compulsory.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that in the UK? I can't even remember.
They're talking about it in Ireland as well.
Yeah. Are they? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe, I don't know whether I agree with that, but.
Oh, yeah?
But more education is required for new mothers who have never seen any of these diseases, and they need to see these diseases in action to actually realise, oh my God, I don't want my kids getting that.
What is it about the compulsory thing that you're not sure if you...
just think it's kind of, it takes away freedom of choice, and I don't really necessarily agree with that, but I would be pro-vaccinations at the same time. I think you have to give people a choice as well. I mean, you do, you can't, that's a dictatorship.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Okay. Yeah, well, it was good to capture those memories of those diseases. So thanks very much for that, Amanda. Thank you.